8:45, quarter till 9, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Scott Vaughn joins us, friend of mine, founder of Unbranded, and I saw Meg Farris had a story on him on WWL TV that I thought was pretty interesting, and he's got an interesting story in and of himself. Good morning, Scott. How are you?
Good morning, Tommy. I'm fine. How about you?
I'm okay. Tell people about yourself and your dad, because I think it's an interesting story, because we watch people officiate games, and we don't always know where they come from.
Well, my dad was an NFL referee for 25 years, and then I officiated in college football for 24 years, and a lot of those years in the Southeastern Conference. But a few years ago, I started a nonprofit called Unbranded, to where we do tattoo removal for boys and girls that have been sex trafficked. A sex trafficker will brand with a tattoo a boy or a girl that claims ownership over that human being. So our organization removes those brandings and those tattoos from boys and girls, which is critical in their healing. And recently, because of my affiliation with the National Football League and my dad's affiliation, the National Football League Referee Association has just given us a tremendous opportunity. And what they've done is they're providing us with 10 Super Bowl tickets. And being that the game, Super Bowl 59, is in New Orleans this year, they want us to do a raffle with these Super Bowl tickets so that we can raise money for Unbranded.
And I wanted to have you on because, first of all, I admire what you do. This is about as ugly gets. Would you not agree when it comes to something that's going on in society that is the equivalent of slavery that happens beneath the radar? You're doing your best to undo the damage that does. Nobody wants to talk about it, but not talking about it's not going to make it go away. Accurate?
Exactly, and we need to talk about it. I mean, it's very disturbing. The girls that I personally treat and the boys that I treat and the stories that I hear, it's horrific. It's very troublesome, and it's sad to have to hear that. But, you know, my team at Unbranded is just very happy and very fortunate that we're able to assist in the healing process for these boys and girls, because it's critical in the whole healing process.
For people that don't realize, Scott, just talk about the tattoo. You're talking about basically a code here. Sometimes it's a barcode. It's like a brand, basically that's what it is, like branding cattle, right? I mean, like an animal?
It is. It is no different than a rancher brands his livestock. And a tattoo is a representative of which sex trafficker owns that human being. Some of them are barcodes. Some of them are actually even scannable. You know, some of them may be a bed of roses or a crown or a money symbol. And I even see some of them that could be roses and other flowers, and then embedded in that can be the sex trafficker's name.
And this is 2024 we're talking about. And you're talking about something that would sound as though, not with the high-tech part of it, but something that would go back to the draconian days or something, but that's going on right now. Tell me about the process, how it is that you go about removing these tattoos, and even though it's people that perhaps are not even still being trafficked, how important it is that tattoo come off.
Yeah, we've treated, just in the New Orleans area, the greater New Orleans area, 43 survivors of sex trafficking and provided over 350 tattoo removal treatments. And it takes 3 to 6 treatments to remove a tattoo. But every sex traffic survivor that we've treated, they have multiple tattoos, because what a sex trafficker will do is he'll sell that boy or girl to another sex trafficker, and then they'll put their branding, their tattoo on that individual as well. So, you know, they end up having multiple tattoos, multiple treatments to get them removed, and that's the process. We can do a treatment every 6 to 8 weeks because we need to give that area that we're treating time to heal. And it's a process. You know, it takes months to remove that tattoo, but it's so critical in their healing process because they see that constant reminder every day. You know, every day they look down at their arm or every time they look in the mirror, they have that constant reminder and that constant slap in the face of just the horrific sexual abuse, physical abuse that they have endured for so long.
Let me take a break real quick and go to unbranded.org, find out more. We'll talk about the raffle when we come back. But just in terms of vetting a charity and when it comes to Unbranded, for the NFL referees to vote unanimously to donate 10 Super Bowl tickets, I think that tells you that's as vetted can be. We'll also talk about the raffle when we come back and what it is, Scott, that you've done with, Homeland Security with the Super Bowl coming up, which unfortunately can be related to sex trafficking, not as part of the NFL or the official game or anything, just an ugly underbelly of it, I guess. 8:50, 10 till 9, more when we come back. Go to unbranded.org. And meanwhile, right now it's time for WWL Traffic. right, 8:57, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Quickly back to Scott Vaughn. He was a SEC referee. His dad was an NFL official, and his grandfather was an official as well. The NFL Referees Association voted unanimously to donate Super Bowl tickets to help his organization, Unbranded, that removes tattoos from victims of sex trafficking. Tell me about the raffle, Scott, and how it works and how people can help.
Sure. You know, if anyone donates $200 to Unbranded, they'll get a raffle ticket. And there's no limit to how many donations someone can make. And actually, we have a special going right now to where if you donate $1,000 instead of getting five raffle tickets, you'll get six. And the reason the NFLRA wanted to get involved in this is, as I was explaining to them, weekly I have different organizations that contact me all around the state of Louisiana who have boys and girls that they're currently taking care of and taking them through the rehabilitation process. But logistically, transportation-wise, it's hard to get someone from, let's say, Shreveport down to the clinic in Metairie. So for the past year and a half, I've been working with the laser company to develop a laser that can withstand the vibration and the bouncing that is going to occur on the highway that would normally throw the calibration off. So they have invented a laser that can withstand that. So now we can spend the time to go on the road and say, spend a day in Lafayette, spend another day in Lake Charles, spend a day in Shreveport or Bossier City, and just kind of bounce around the state of Louisiana and treat these survivors of sex trafficking at the different locations with the organizations that are currently taking care of them and putting a roof over their head and educating them.
Scott, I tell you, I think the world to you and the organization, and it's one of those things, again, it's not nice to talk about it. It'd be easy just to ignore this and sweep it under the rug, but it's good work that needs to be done. And again, in terms of vetting your organization, the fact that the NFL Officials Association voted unanimously to donate these tickets to your organization speaks volumes. For people to buy their tickets, tell me quickly, how do they do it?
They go to unbranded.org, and it's right on the homepage, and the Donate Now button they can click on is right next to the Super Bowl raffle tickets. That's, like I said, right there on the homepage, and we'd appreciate everybody's help.
$200
to get
this done. $200 a ticket, electronic ticket, whatever you want to call it, and you're only selling 1,500, right?
Exactly. There's only 1,500 raffle tickets available, and there'll be five winners, and each winner will win a pair of Super Bowl 59 tickets that it's going to be played right here in New Orleans at the end of this football season.
And I know you've reached out to the Department of Homeland Security to help with anything to fight against sex trafficking as well. Thank you, Scott. I appreciate your time and your efforts. Y'all go to Unbranded. You bet. Unbranded.org. Serious work that needs to be done, and Scott's doing it. We'll be back, WWL.